You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thank you so much for spending your mornings with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. And I hope you keep Mix 100 turned on throughout the day. Shannon Steele will take care of you and look after you with Denver's best mix of music for your workday. Keep it turned on all day long. Right now, time for a trending report. One of the things that's trending is that the Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots, Jeremy, keep on growing.
Can I tell you what happened yesterday? I was driving home and I passed one of their lottery giant billboards there at Hampton and River Point.
Yeah.
And I got to witness, I've always wanted to see this, where the little digital display changes.
You saw it?
It was kind of like catching the Tooth Fairy or catching Santa. I caught him changing the numbers up there, and I was like, whoa, I got to see it. And then I saw the numbers, and I was like, well, I guess we're going to be talking about this today on the show. Big numbers, buddy.
You know, in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about the, quote, house and home of the future.
Yeah.
Think about what you could do if you picked up the $287 million from Powerball or the $290 one from Mega Millions. I've heard people say that they would buy multiple houses, and I'm never going to do that. What I'm going to do is have one bodacious house.
Yeah.
But I want to use the rest to go stay in select places for like a month at a time.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't have to buy another home somewhere.
It's a lot to maintain.
I would go spend a month in Hawaii, go spend a month in Italy, go spend a month, you know.
You'd have the cash to do it, man.
Exactly.
The fancy places, too.
Your grandkids would have that kind of cash to do that.
Yeah. So
because
here's the
combined,
deal.
Combined, we're talking almost, what, $600 million combined?
You can't even comprehend it. You can't even.
How do they get their tickets?
Yeah, you got to play to win. First of all, here's all the details for Mega Millions. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday, so tonight. You pick six numbers, $2 a ticket. And then for Powerball, drawings are every Wednesday and Saturday. And with that one, you only pick five numbers. But it's also $2 a ticket as well. But you got to get out there and play and stop daydreaming like us. Win that money and make it happen with Powerball and Mega Millions.
The first Americans to get the vaccine were in New York City. An ICU nurse named Sandra Lindsay got the vaccine yesterday morning. And then a guy at the same hospital became the first doctor in the United States to get it. And the crowd broke into applause.
Yeah.
Here in Colorado, Kevin Londrigan is a respiratory therapist at UC Health Medical Center of the Rockies, the first person in Colorado to get the vaccine. He's worked there for about 20 years. And after getting the shot, he announced, I'm feeling great.
Good.
And the news reports say that his inoculation, Jeremy, was met with cheers and applause from Governor Polis and the medical staff.
As it should.
Right on. I saw that the Electoral College went ahead and met and made it official with Joe Biden's election.
This is it.
And then he made a speech. President-elect Biden made a speech to the people for about, what, 20 minutes?
Something like that. 20, 25 minutes last night, yeah.
So there was that. And then I saw also that Putin from Russia made an announcement. They say he was essentially the last of the major power leaders.
Mm-hmm.
To acknowledge Joe Biden.
He's holding out, huh?
And his quote is, we are just waiting for the end of the internal political confrontation. And then he wished Biden, quote, every success.
All right.
And he goes, for my part, I am ready for interaction and contact with you. Okay. Think he'll have a shirt on?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
He's a character.
Uh-huh.
They went out and they surveyed people to find out what they wanted in their home of the future. Jeremy, let me tell you some of these and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
The number one answer was windows that tint automatically so that we don't have to use shades.
They have that already, but good. I like
that's
that.
People want, though.
Oh, okay.
Then there's the smart heating system. We have that too.
Yeah.
Soundproof walls.
So they
door
can't
locks
hear you
that
scream.
Use your fingerprint.
Well,
yeah,
like,
that's right.
That's with the soundproof walls. I would like that. Yeah.
Like if I'm in my little office area trying to do some work.
Crying your eyes out. Nobody can hear you.
You know me so well. Door locks that use your fingerprint.
That's cool.
A garage that will charge your electric car just by parking on a giant pad.
Oh, that's cool.
Shower heads with built-in Bluetooth that let you make phone calls.
Oh.
The one that I like the most, now this is seems like home of the future, an oven that allows different shelves to be different temperatures at the same time.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Because you got a casserole in one and bread in another and whatever you got in the bottom, a birthday cake. Yeah. That's kind
of
cool.
Home of the future.
Whoa, bro.
Oh, that's all I got. I'll save stuff for later. What do you got?
Well, I'll start my little section here with Fat America today. Boy, sad news. Pepperidge Farm is warning people that we might see a Milano cookie shortage during the holidays. No, no, no!
No!
One of the greatest cookies of all time.
Agreed.
They say it's a mix of production issues because of the pandemic, more demand for the cookies, and labor shortages. So they're not pumping out as many Milanos. Just in general, cookie demand is up 25% during the pandemic.
And just in my house.
It says with 1 in 5 Americans consuming more than 3 cookies per day.
What? That's a lot of cookies.
Per day, every day? That's a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
Cookie monster. Knock it off.
I mean, I feel like I'm having a treat when I have one.
I know. Naughty if you're having two. The three, you just have given up.
I got to tell you, the cookies in my house right now, okay, you'll make a face and you'll...
They the oatmeal cookies ones?
No, because we're both trying to be real good. So they are these like keto recipe sugar-free cookies.
Oh, God.
I know. They're actually quite good.
Are they? Oh, I bet.
Yes.
It's science. A lot of science involved with that keto stuff.
But still.
Still. It's no Chips Ahoy, dude.
It's not those oatmeal chocolate chips.
There's a company out there right now saying that Doomsday Bunker sales are up 2,000% as the pandemic goes on. I was reading an article and kind of looking at these this morning. I actually think I might have posted the link on our Facebook, but they're really nice, some of these bunkers, man. You would never know you were buried deep underground. They've got, like, flat-screen TVs and nice kitchens and leather couches and... They're really well done. It's a complete and total living space.
Well, you know, no reason why you can't enjoy the apocalypse in style.
Why not? With your Netflix on.
Did you ever read The Road by Cormac McCarthy?
No.
It's a kind of apocalyptic, end of the world kind of stuff. And this guy and his son find a bunker that somebody had, and there was nobody in it, but it's stocked with all of this food and water and stuff like that. And it's, you know, below ground.
Yeah. And they live it up.
That's what I think of when I hear these end of the world bunkers.
It is.
I think
it's
of that
old
scene.
Missile silos and stuff people are converting. It's kind of cool. It's really neat. So we knew that the movie business took it pretty hard this year, but now some numbers are coming out. North American ticket sales will finish at around $2.3 billion. Sounds like a lot, but that's actually down 80% from last year's $11.4 billion that the movie industry took in. So
they say it's similar to like 40 years ago. It's like we've gone back in time 40 years.
It's a lot of money they lost out on, so hopefully they can bounce back from that. And then real quick, if you're going in for some major surgery, you might want to ask if it's the surgeon's birthday on the day that you have your surgery scheduled. Researchers at UCLA studied almost 1 million surgeries between 2011 and 2014. They found that people who had surgery on the surgeon's birthday had a 23% higher chance of dying on the surgery table. They're not really sure why, but they do think that it could be that surgeons are just a little more distracted, like all of us, on our birthdays. They're not really thinking about what they're doing. They're maybe thinking about cake and what they're going to be doing that evening and how they're going to celebrate their birthday.
Well, I'm going to have to check with my doctor. I have a colonoscopy coming up on Monday.
Oh, right.
I hope he's not distracted. Believe me.
You might wake up with a birthday candle sticking out of you. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. You need to check out this gigantic bottle of champagne that Costco is selling right now. The bottle is 6 liters, which is more than 1.5 gallons of champagne. It's going to set you back about $830, but it's the good stuff. It's that Veuve Clicquot.
Veuve Clicquot.
I'm going to Americanize it. That Veuve Clicquot. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. But man, it's a giant bottle of champagne. See the picture of it. It's eye-opening. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And your clickbait is brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, which you will need after consuming that entire bottle of champagne.
Burry Cluleo.
Boyer. Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. And well, that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.